Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Doug Berry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's senior international trade specialist at the Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration's Global Knowledge Center. That's a mouthful. Oh, Doug.
It's a little pompous, isn't it?
No, it's important. It's very important because I've been keeping up with you a long time, and they do very important work there, folks. Exporters, the wit and wisdom of small business people who sell globally. That's one of the books that he's the author of, and also A Basic Guide to Exporting. He's the editor of that outstanding book, and all these things, and all that he and his people do. The people who support the efforts of small business exporters can be found at export.gov, right, Doug?
That's right, Jim, and it's all very practical stuff. It's not esoteric.
Right. So check that out. Bert was last hour. Doug, let's talk to us about some of these, what you call them immigrant entrepreneurs, all right? These are people who came here by choice to the United States legally, and they've made a life for themselves, but because they still have close connections back in their homeland and in the region where they came from, they're pretty predisposed to exporting, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And in fact, that whole issue, Jim, surfaced the other day when a CNN reporter contacted me, was doing a story about immigrant entrepreneurs in the United States and trying to figure out what these secrets of their success were. And the basic premise of the story was that they have contacts back in the old country, which enabled them to, you know, immediately find a market there, which is in part very true. And just yesterday, for example, I had a couple of calls from what appeared to be immigrants, self-defined. One was from Cameroon, Africa, and the other was from Bangladesh. And both of them were inquiring about, you know, the need for licenses so that they could sell things, you know, here in the United States to their former homelands. And the answer was they didn't need licenses to do it. They were free to sell products that were sourced here back to their former countries. So it is true that those connections that they have back home are very helpful. But I pointed out to the reporter that I thought it was even more than just having the connections that were pre-existing, that they demonstrated a sort of urgency and passion and the ability to get on an airplane and fly to a place where they've never been before and be comfortable there and to deal with people who are different from themselves. And I argued that those characteristics can also be learned and displayed by people who aren't immigrants. So we can actually learn from the immigrant entrepreneurs
right.
about how to do it.
Right, and how to be a little less passive, a little bit more adventurous, and a little maybe have a little more courage about these things, and to realize that you can that people are doing this all the time successfully. Not only are they not endangering themselves or their business, they're doing it successfully. They're expanding their business this way.
Oh, totally, and a big part of their business is comprised of selling to people outside the United States. And there's one story in the book, this is the exporter's book, about a married couple in California, and they came from East Africa a number of years ago. The husband is an engineer, and the wife runs the business. She's the operations person. And she told me that one of the great strengths of her husband, not only is he a good engineer, and they make portable power units, that are perfectly suited for rural areas in Africa and other places. And she said he's just very comfortable going to these new places and sitting down with people of all backgrounds, including literally the village chiefs, and explaining to them what this power supply is going to be about and how it's going to change their lives. And he has very high, I guess, emotional IQ, you would say. But this is not beyond those of us who are not immigrants. Certainly we're capable of sitting down and communicating with folks who are different from ourselves. He just, the difference between him and a lot of other people is that he does it. He just gets on the airplane and he flies there and he sits down and begins to do business.
Well, you know, Doug, something that I talked about in the earlier part of the hour is I shared with my audience some of my ideas about how small business owners could be used for peaceful purposes to promote and to sustain peace. And one of the things I pointed out was that as I travel around the world, and as you know, Doug, whenever I go somewhere, I make a point to spend time with small businesses. I go out into the markets. I walk into the stores. I ask them how things are going. Tell me about your business. I love doing that. And the one thing that I've learned is that small businesses on either side of the planet have more, small business owners have more in common than not.
Yes.
And when they meet each other, Doug, they learn that immediately.
That's right. I agree. And especially in the more troubling parts of the world now, you will always have entrepreneurs, you will always have startups, and they're craving connections with people in the United States to mentor them, to buy from them, to sell to them. Places like Egypt, Jordan, even in the Palestinian territories, there are people there who we need to reach out to and do business with and help.
Export.gov. You can find out more stories like that in Doug's book, Exporters, The Wit and Wisdom of Small Business People Who Sell Globally. Check that out at Export. And also at Amazon, too, right, Doug?
That's right.
So check that out. Doug Barry and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.